The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, the Lord appointed 72 others whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his payment. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. We know that the way we understand things is very important. For example, when we are driving along and spot a red light ahead of us, we know that we have to prepare ourselves to stop the vehicle. Or when the sky begins to darken and we hear the crack of thunder, we immediately think of where we can take shelter. These are all ordinary life situations, and we know how to respond to each of them because we understand what is expected of us in each case. If we did not understand what each situation meant, we could end up driving through a red light and having an accident or getting caught in a thunderstorm. There is a word in today's gospel passage that we may have a hard time understanding it, and it could lead us to respond in a way that is inappropriate. The word is laborers. Jesus says, "Ask the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Many of us, when we hear this word, we immediately think that Jesus is asking us to pray for more priests and religious brothers and sisters. Indeed, we often use that quotation from Scripture when we pray for priesthood and religious vocations. But when we look again at what Jesus is asking, there is nothing to indicate that Jesus is praying for a special type of vocation. He's merely asking that God will send out people to bring in the harvest. So, whom then are we praying for? It is clear that we are praying that God will send out anyone who can help in any way to bring men and women to be fuller understand of how to live out the good news. So the word laborers includes anyone who does any labor, any work to help bring Jesus' message to others. Today's gospel passage detailing the commissioning of the 72 disciples, which reminds us that in his own lifetime, Jesus had to depend on more than just the 12 apostles to help him spread the good news that the kingdom of God had dawned. And this situation remains the same today. God needs the help of more than merely the priests to evangelize the world. In fact, through our baptism, God calls each of us to spread the good news of God's love for the world. And it is true that over the past many years, the church has changed and will continue to change. And one of the most significant changes has been the increased involvement of parishioners in the work of a parish. And this has been a life-giving gift to the church. Indeed, the future of the church does not rest in merely having more priests and religious brothers and sisters. Rather, the future of the church rests in having more of its members respond to their baptismal call to be bearers of the good news. And this change of attitude is at the very heart of where the church is heading. So, the sooner we realize that we are living in a church which needs more of its members taking on more real responsibilities, the sooner we will become the church that Jesus wants us to be. And that is why we need to ask the Lord how we can more fully become laborers for the kingdom of God. We just need such a variety of ministries. So we must, through prayer and self-understanding, come to a knowledge of what I can do. And we can certainly imagine how wonderful our church will be when we all generously and lovingly respond to Jesus' call for more laborers of God's harvest.